Welcome to Hayfield Station, which is about 320 clicks south of Katherine. And the station's had about 550 millimetres since November. As you would imagine, the place is looking a treat. Here with me, just outside of the homestead with the pool on the left, a paddock with a few potty calves wandering around in front, is Justin and Sally Dyer, the managers of the station. This station's been in the Dyer family for 40 years now. We'll actually be having a chat to Val Dyer a little bit later on the program. But, yeah, Justin and Sally, thanks so much for having the country out here at your place. How's the season shaping up for you, Justin?
Yeah, Matt, it's looking like it's been an absolute cracker of a start. Like I said, we've had 20 inches here, and the rain fell pretty well. We didn't get more than an inch at a time, so it was good grass growing rain, and the feeds certainly shot away, and this last couple of weeks of dry weather has really helped it along with a bit more warmth and the sunshine. So yeah, it's all looking pretty good.
Have you seen a better start than this?
I reckon this is the best start I've seen to the season. I mean, we had all our dams were full by New Year, so yeah, that was definitely something I hadn't seen before. Yeah,
and you've already sold some cattle. A few went out on the weekend.
Yeah. We just trucked 12 decks of feeder steers to Darwin, and that was a really good sale for us. And hopefully there'll be more of that coming this year.
So they would have been off to Indonesia, I presume.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So is that cattle that's locked in last year?
No, that was a sale that we made only a week or so ago.
Okay, so is this the start of muster? Will you be selling cattle from here on end?
No, I don't think so, Matt. We'll wait until a bit later on in the year. Once we get into it, we probably won't start mustering until May or something like that. Once the black soil dries out, it's going to be a good couple of months for it to dry out. Yes, but I'm not panicking. I think the market's going to stay pretty strong all year.
Yeah, because the money at the moment is just so good. I hear of the $2.70 a kilo for the feeder steers to Indonesia. Yeah, do you feel like that kind of money can stick around or even improve?
Yeah, I think it's going to stick around and it may improve. All the signs are looking really good. Global demand for beef is... it's just so strong, and it's all looking strong, I think. Yeah,
you beauty
for sure.
That's the go. Your wife Sally is here as well. Now, Sally, you grew up on Currundi Station.
Yes.
Now, whereabouts is that?
It's about 140 km southeast of Tennant Creek.
Yep. And what are Mum and Dad saying about the season?
Yeah, they're pretty happy. They had a pretty good start as well. They've had about 9 inches or so far. But the creeks have ran, so that was the main thing for them, and good grass growing rain too, I think, so yeah. Pretty happy.
Been a while since those creeks flowed?
Yeah, last wet season, yeah, they sort of missed out in that area, sort of south of Tennant, missed a bit, but... yeah, it was definitely needed and much appreciated.
Yeah. You've sent cattle to Indonesia the other day. Is that the only market you guys target?
For here at Hayfield?
Yeah.
Yes. We pretty much everything's all live export.
Yep.
Either Indo or Vietnam or, yeah, wherever.
All on the boats.
Yep.
Yeah.
All going north.
So you grew up down near Tennant Creek Way. How did you meet this fella?
Well, I was actually living in Darwin for a couple of years, and
right.
On a night out with the girls, we met at the Vic Hotel. But prior to all of that, we like the Dyer family and the Saint family, have had the HF radio.
Yes.
Which we're still using today. We've always been able to hear the Dyer family talking on the radio from a young age, and likewise, they've been able to hear us. So I never met him before, but knew of the Dyer family, and one day I met him.
Yeah, on the little UHF radio.
Yeah, yeah. So it goes HF.
HF radio.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Is he what you imagined from the HF radio?
Yeah, better.
That's the go. And how are you feeling about the year ahead, looking at all this green grass?
It's looking great. We're so happy. It was pretty much a good Christmas present. It all really started Christmas Eve. So, yeah, it's been an exceptional wet season for us and looking good.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Country Hour, broadcasting from Hayfield Station. So it's about 320 k's south of Katherine. It's not too far off the Stuart Highway. Justin, if I can ask you about growing up on Hayfield Station, what was that like?
Yeah, great memories from my childhood. Growing up here, you know, just a sense of freedom and, we were always pretty busy. There's plenty to do and we never had... we didn't have TV or things like that when I was younger, but we always found something to do and always had lots of fun. You know, there used to be a lot more staff and that around, I guess, back then. We had a couple of Aboriginal families living here and all their wives and children's and associated cousins, and that all we'd end up with a lot of kids out here. So it was always good fun.
Yeah. And the chopper that we were up in this morning, have you had the pilot's license for long?
4 years I've had my license for, and, yeah, it's been a great tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you remember the first flight and how that felt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think any pilot ever forgets their first solo. I think I'd hadn't done that many hours with the instructor, and he dropped me off in the paddock there one day and just said, go for it. And, yeah, the feeling that you get on that first solo flight is something you'll never forget.
Up there this morning, this country is so flat, no hills, no real landmarks. As a pilot, how do you keep a check on where you are and where you're going?
Yeah, it is flat, and there's no landmarks really. Being born and bred here, it's a bit easier for me to navigate my way around using the different land system types. You've just got to be aware of where you are at all the time, and then if you know where you are, you should know where you're going.
Yeah, Justin and Sally, thank you so much for having the show here. It's been lots of fun, and I really appreciate it.
It's been our pleasure, Matt.
This station's been in the Dyer family now for 40 years, and on the phone we've got your mum, Val, who I think's up in Katherine today. Are you, Val?
Yes, hello, Matt. Hello, Justin and Sally.
Hey, tell us about Hayfield Station 40 years ago when you first arrived.
Yes, 41 degrees as at the 21st of January this year. We arrived, John and I, in a caravan with a head stockman in the caravan. There was a basic kitchen there in terms of infrastructure. The first look around the property was probably not until April or May, although as enthusiastic as we were, like everyone else, when I go to a new place, we did tend to do things a bit too early and got bogged a few times. having then got some sense, when we went to Boers, all we could see was the dust of where the cattle had been, and the ones we did see were pretty much feral shorthorns, red ones, very ugly. They were good then, but they were very ugly in terms of what we have now.
Yeah, I've spent all morning looking at beautiful, mostly grey Brahmin cattle, but what, no Brahmins at the start?
No, not at all. And that was very common throughout the whole territory at that time.
So when did you make the switch to Brahmin?
We commenced making the switch to Brahmin around about 1978, my recollection. But the real turnover in the herd from the red cattle to the Brahmins occurred when there was a lot of destocking going over the tuberculosis eradication campaign, and in part of that we had some paddocks that we were forced to destock, and we then restocked those with high quality Brahmins from Queensland, and that was the basis of our herd. And following that, we have invested quite a lot of capital in always ensuring that we've been buying purebred bulls and paying good money for them. And you know, the herd now is pretty much almost purebred Brahmin herd, which is in high demand, and suitable for the Asian markets.
Yeah. Are there a couple of things that you're most proud of what's been achieved here in the last 40 years?
Well, certainly having raised a family in a remote area is an achievement. On the property front, absolutely, infrastructure development slowly over time as we could afford it, plus the fact that we've always stocked conservatively. Our country is still in exceptionally good health, and places it's even better. And also from a social perspective, we have, in the last couple of years, I think we're pretty much on our third generation of employment of Aboriginal people, of whom we have a lot of friends in the Elliott region and a lot of respect for.
Mm. Justin said this is the best start to a season he's ever seen. From the pictures and what you've seen so far, Val, what's your thoughts on this start for Hayfield?
Well, I must recall when we arrived in 74 on that 21st of January, the main access road was full of water, and then that led into 1974, 75, and, you know, 74 Christmas, Cyclone Tracy, 75 massive rains, although I believe that they came later. In those years, it was very rare to have green grass for Christmas. That has changed over the time. I was surprised. Yes, having that amount of rain by mid-January is most unusual. And I haven't got the rainfall records in front of me. They're there at the station somewhere, but I don't think so. I think Justin might be right in that regard.
Yeah. Do you get back to the station much, Val?
Oh, yes, very regularly.
Yep.
I love it there.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for telling us a bit about the Hayfield story. I hope you, the family took a bit of time out last year to celebrate the 40-year milestone. Did you?
Well, we actually didn't, because it was a difficult year for us in some medical respects, and we didn't actually get around to it. And the other thing I'm really proud of is, you know, John's and my involvement in helping to bring all those organisations together to form the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association, and our long-term and continued passion for that group.
Yeah, yeah. Now celebrating its 31st annual conference next month. Val,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time on the Country Hour. What's the weather in Katherine?
Well, the Country Hour disappeared from my satellite reception not long ago. It's overcast. There must have been a bit of thunder or lightning around. Who knows? We had the power.
All right.
Power went off for an hour or so yesterday because of thunderstorm, but it looks as though, yes, it may rain here as well.
Oh, beauty. Thanks so much, Val.
Great, thank you.
That's Val Dyer there, 40 years of owning Hayfield Station.